In attempting to think through the question of healing or education for healing, I keep bumping into the larger or attendant or closely interrelated question of fear of not being able to survive. It's hard for me to discuss authentically overcoming fear about how to survive and putting what your body wants first, which is the goal. This is how you know you've repossessed yourself or are on your way to repossessing your true self. It's hard for me to discuss putting what your body wants first because most of my life I felt trapped in that fear. I did what my body didn't want to do. This is not a criticism. Power structurally disallows from its physical design of the world to its systematic elimination of any alternative to coercion and division. Structurally disallows doing what your body wants to do. It has made it almost impossible for us to listen to our bodies. It has very intentionally crafted or hewed into view, hacked into being all there is, quote unquote, a world stripped of all possible alternatives to it. Still, it is nonetheless deflating to take note that so many of my own words have come back to bite me in the ass. For instance, in my, I think, first or second audio blog, A Conversation with My Son, I recall saying, and this I believe is like, you know, maybe 7 years ago, I recall saying there's a certain amount of trust required to take that leap into the unknown, which is our future. I had no idea. It feels now like I said those words on trust or drunk on a bubbly called blissful ignorance. When I look at Prince, his life, his death, and I think, I've never really been tried. What do I know about trust? About how hard it is in reality? Two stories to illuminate. The first we'll consider today, the second one next week, about faith and being tested. That speak to the matter at hand. How do we overcome fear about how to survive and listen to what our body wants to do? As we consider them, please consider as well that among our common definitions that further our transition to freedom, what we call our feeling of the infinite is a key definition, common definition. The great spirit or universal energy that we all feel goes by many names. We won't worry about that here or as we work together globally because its meaning is unity, peace, the absence of coercion, and love. It would be missing the point horribly to claim that the variousness of these names is a legitimate cause for division between us, as opposed to how our songs blend in complete harmony, blend in complex harmonies that need each other to fruit successfully. And to explore becomes our joy. We love to taste each other's delicacies. The first illustration is a play by Christopher Fry titled The Boy with a Cart, Cuthman, Saint of Sussex. When it was first performed in Sussex in 1938, Richard Burton played Cuthman and John Gielgud directed. The story begins with Cuthman and his mother experiencing a devastating loss. His father, her husband, and their home gone with a single blow. They have no material assets, and Cuthman's response is this, Cuthman. I have never known anything except the village and these few hills. I have two eyes, but how can I know if I have a memory for faces? I have two legs, but they've only carried me backwards and forwards, like an old flight of steps. All my life, I've been on a tether, but now I've slipped it, and the world is green from side to side. Now you're going to travel in style. We've got a cart that he's just built for you to ride in. Mother, this is the finish of me. I can't survive it. There wasn't a day in the week that I didn't have a clean apron. And now there's no one to look after me except a fool of a son. And he wants to trundle me all over the world like a load of fish. Cuthman, what do you think I've been doing, Mother, while I sat all day on the doorstep working on the cart? You couldn't get a whistle or a word out of me. But I've been thinking and praying. And wherever we go, if we go wisely and faithfully, God will look after us. Calamity is the forking of the roads, and when we've gone a little way up the turn, we shall find it equally green. We have nibbled the old pasture bare, and now we must look for longer grass. They set off. The rope of withies by which he trundles his mother breaks along the way, and Cuthman makes a decision. The next time the rope of withies breaks, there, they will stop. Till you're in my arms.